Now to one of the great mysteries of our planet. Why did nearly everything die all at once? There are no surviving witnesses we can consult because it happened so long ago, 250 million years.
Now a scientist at MIT, Lindy Elkins-Tanton, is beginning a five-year project with the National Science Foundation to get some answers. Lindy, welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks so much.
I read about your study. You're going to Siberia because the answer to all this may lie there in volcanic rock. What has that got to do with it?
Well, this is one of the most amazing and unexplained coincidences in the Earth sciences, that 250 million years ago, as you say, was the largest extinction in Earth history. It almost wiped off multicellular life from this planet. And at the same time, as close as we can determine, at exactly the same time, was one of the biggest volcanic eruptions in Earth history as well, a kind of volcano that isn't happening on Earth right now today. It's not like Mount St. Helens. It's not like Hawaii. These volcanoes erupted something like 5 million cubic kilometers of lava, enough to cover the whole United States to a half a mile deep. So the big mysteries are really three. One is, why did these volcanoes happen? That's not understood. The second one is, what caused the extinction? No one knows that either. And the third one is, were they related?
And there's a theory that they may have produced gases that killed things off.
That had been discounted just because the kinds of lavas that these were similar chemically to Hawaii, and they just don't give off that much. It really wasn't enough to explain the extinction. But our idea is, look at the rocks that the lavas came through. They had to erupt up through rocks that already existed in the crust. And it turns out that those rocks have the most toxic mixture of materials in them. They're made of sulfur. They're made of fluorine, which is really toxic. And there's one of the world's largest coal basins there. And it turns out that when you heat up coal and all these other rocks with hot magma, they can give off immense amount of toxic gases. So that's what we're going up there to look at.
Tell me, what was alive 250 million years ago? What did things look like?
Well, there were not a lot of our familiar charismatic big animals that we like to think about. None of the dinosaurs had gotten going yet. There were a couple of tiny things that were sort of proto-reptiles, proto-mammals, but mostly it was sea life. There were a lot of trilobites. That was one of the major life forms. Tremendous quantity of plants and small terrestrial life, but mostly in the ocean.
So tell me, what is this research going to mean for today? If you solve this 250 million-year-old mystery, what do we get?
One is that we're so interested in what makes it possible for the Earth to have life, and yet our neighboring planets don't seem to. And so what are the things that have made life possible and made life difficult here? And that this is a big part of it, our story. And another really intriguing angle is that at the time of these extinctions, the Earth was already in a weakened state globally. Climate was difficult. Ocean circulation was wrong. There was evidence that different species had started to die even before the big extinction. And that draws an unfortunate parallel with where we are in the Earth today with our current climate crisis. The Earth's global ecosystem is in a weakened state today. And at the end Permian, something happened that just kicked it over the edge and caused this huge extinction. The Earth took a hit at a time that it was weakened. And it raises the question, are we in a perfect position for this kind of thing to happen again today?
Because of global warming, because of...
That's right.
Man-made, human-made contributions to the atmosphere.
That's right, exactly.
Lindy Elkins-Tanton, she's Mitsui Assistant Professor of Geology at MIT in Cambridge. Lindy, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.